Lovely. The Daily Dilemma
on Beat. So today's Wednesday, that means tomorrow is Thursday, which means it's a confession box. So if you have any dilemma that's confession related, today's the day to send it in to talk at beat102103.com. Hey, Niall and show, can I ask your advice on something? My boyfriend and I moved in together over Christmas. We've only been together since last summer and did long distance, but it moved fast, so we made the decision to be in the same county. We've been in a little bubble so far. And the other night, my boyfriend said he'd invited his parents for dinner this weekend coming. I've only met them a couple of times, so happy for them to visit. Here's what I'm not sure what to make of. He proceeded to give me the menu of what to cook. He's at a match on Sunday morning, so he said, I'll have to take the lead and he can help with any last minute stuff. He said, I can choose the starter, but then for mains, I have to do beef. Paddy, not his dad's real name, hates it dry, so be careful of that. And Patricia, not his mum's name, is the queen of roasties, so just to give them a lot of attention.
Oh no.
He says to go trifle or apple tart for dessert, whichever I think I can do justice to. I'm too mortified to ask my friend, so I'm asking ye, would ye do this if you were me? Thanks, lads. All help appreciated.
Oh wow. Oh wow. He's really gone for it, hasn't he? He's really not.
Fair play to him for steering her in the right direction, don't you think?
Look, I'm not saying that like I wouldn't like to get some advice as to what his parents are into or what they may or may, like if they've any dietary requirements,
yeah,
shall we say,
or tastes, or you know things they like.
Yeah, but like maybe our emailer is like me and has never cooked a roast beef and wouldn't be like, you have never cooked a roast beef either.
I know, but I'm just wondering what would happen if Tom's parents were coming over and you were cooking.
I'd cook something.
Mac and cheese.
No, I could cook. I could cook
an omelet.
Hang on a second. I have stuff that I could cook. I could do my sausage surprise. I could do a lasagna. I could do a spaghetti bolognese. I have stuff in my repertoire.
Okay.
I suppose the point with this email is what's the question that she asked at the end?
Would you do it if
no,
you were
I think what you're put out by is the fact that he's kind of dictating what you should be doing. Like you're inviting them into your house, right?
And also he's not helping in any sense.
Yeah, he's off to the match. Cancel your match and get into the kitchen. Like if you're inviting somebody into your home, okay, it's fine to find out if there's something that like they might be vegetarian or whatever, fair enough, but to actually say this is what you have
here's
to serve my parents or else, you know, and you can choose the starter, oh well thanks very much, that's so lovely of you.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's okay for him to be saying no, this is what my parents, and poor Paddy and Patricia would be devastated.
Paddy doesn't like dry beef.
I don't care if Paddy doesn't like dry beef. Paddy can have pasta for a change. I just think
Patricia's the queen of roasties. How are your
roasties?
Well,
now that would drive me mad. That would drive me mad. I mean, no, my roast. I wouldn't want to go up against Patricia's roasties. Do you know? In my books, I would think I'm better off bringing to the table what I have. You know, something that I know I would be able to serve up and stand over and be like, "This is a nice meal." My worry would be that like he's kind of telling her what to do, and I don't like that element of it. And as you say, he's not helping out. You know?
Yeah. It's all over to you, hon. And you know, you better deliver or else.
It's like, you know, this is what my parents like and you have to step up to the plate here. Yeah.
Okay. People are commenting on your show sausage surprise. We're getting some messages on that.
Oh, well, I can send you the recipe. It's spicy, let me tell you.
The recipe. What do you make of this?
Now, in all seriousness, what would you think if somebody came to you with a menu for their parents and said, you have to cook this? Because I want her to know that it's not necessarily okay.
I do take your general point here that, you know, if you're inviting somebody to dinner in your place, it's somewhat on your terms what you're going to serve here, you know, as opposed to you must cook this. He obviously has a high opinion of her cooking though.
Yeah, like maybe she's a really good cook and maybe she's well able for this, but I think it's the fact that he's telling her as opposed to asking her or getting involved.
She's getting a choice in the starter show. Jeez, give the man a break.
Got something to say? Text or voice notice right now on WhatsApp 085-1029-103.
Beat Breakfast.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. What would you say to this guy if he was your man? Remember, the pressure's on because she's only met these people a couple of times. Would you go ahead and do your best with the roasties and the not dry beef?
Sausage surprise.
And right, a lot of thoughts coming in on this. A lot of intrigue as to show's special sausage surprise as well. We'll have to get you an Ireland AM. We know the producer there. You can make your sausage surprise some morning.
Oh, wouldn't that be brilliant?
Yeah.
I actually promised you that I would make it actually a while back. So I will do that and I'll bring it in and I'll share the... What is that face?
Okay, so quick gist, girl in touch with us. She moved in with her fella around Christmas. It's all gone very quickly, but all gone well. And she's met his parents a couple of times, but he has now invited them over for dinner on Sunday. Yet, he will not be there for most of the morning because he's got a match. She says he'll just come in and help with the last minute bits. And he is basically given her a list of what to prepare. She can choose her own starter, he says, very kind of him. But when it comes to the main, it has to be beef, and his dad doesn't like dry beef. Roasties are the most important thing for his mam. Put some effort into them, don't get them wrong.
She's the queen of roasties, apparently.
And trifle or apple tart for dessert, that's all. And then he'll just come in at the end and he'll eat it with them and all will be grand.
Oh no, he said he'd help out after
last
the match,
do a
few last minute bits. Oh, yeah. It's really nice of him, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's get some quick thoughts on this. We'll start with Owen. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Morning.
What's your take on this?
Yeah, no way in hell would I be doing it. Absolutely not, no. As far as I'm concerned, it's completely unacceptable from him to be asking her to do this. They're his parents. He's invited them over. So he should be entertaining him and he should be doing the cooking. Right. And not only that, but dictating what she can and can't cook. Absolutely not. Not a hope in hell.
But maybe he's just trying to be like the kind guy here. He knows what will win them over and she's still at the stage she needs to win them over. So make nice food for them and she's in.
Well, if that's what she has to do to get in, it's a sorry lookout. Look, she could cook the roast beef and cook the roasties. It could be dry. The roasties could be terrible. It could be rock coming out.
Yeah, that's what
that
happened to me.
She's not comfortable cooking it. Right, so she serves up this dinner then that's meant to be their favourite and it's atrocious and suddenly then she's completely in the bad books with the parents-in-law.
Yeah, exactly.
So it could work out 100 times worse the other way. If I was cooking, I'd say to them, if I'm cooking in my house, I'll cook what I want or get a different chef.
The difficulty there, Owen, of course, is that not everyone's into Show's special sausage surprise.
No. I do like the sausage. I do like the odd sausage now myself, so I'd be partial to that.
I've got to say, right, it would be my idea that if I cooked my sausage surprise, that Paddy will be much happier with that than he would be with my
dry beef
and my failed roasties. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, stick to what you know.
There's a kick in it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a kick.
Yeah.
There's a kick in it, don't you worry.
Owen, once listen.
There's a kick. Yeah, that's all you need.
Have a great day. Thanks for chatting
with
us, all right?
One. Thanks, Owen.
A couple other bits coming in. Sam says, I can hear the 1950s calling your man back. He needs to get a grip. Adam says, fair play to him for giving her the thumbs up and steering her in the right direction. Mm. I honestly think this was advice more than an order.
I think you're being very nice about it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it was an order, but I just don't think he's come across very well here. And that's me being polite.
Janie says, he is obviously a traditional fella. Feck the starter. Buy 4 ready plates from the local carvery and an apple tart. Do some cream and give himself the receipt after they've gone for reimbursement. The idea of tips on what they like is good. Nice of him, just not when he's a match and is off all morning.
Mm.
Andy says, I'd be telling him to go jump, to be honest, and I'd suggest we go to a restaurant or something like that. The cheek. Also, Liam and Lee suggesting the carvery from the pub. They do takeout. 2 beef dinners, something nice for yourself, and get him a bag of chips and tell his mother of his behaviour. Della was on as well. As I say to my kids when they're fighting over what treats they want, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh, my favourite.
But in all fairness, if the girl only met them a few times, let her make what she's comfortable with and then maybe suggest the roast dinner in the future and you're able to help her prepare if it's high standards she has to live up to. His parents are hardly expecting this big 3-course meal and gave the boyfriend a menu and this is what we want. Annie says, you are all missing the point. He invited people over for dinner. Now he's making his girlfriend cook. When he invites people over for dinner, he should cook. She didn't invite them. Now he isn't even helping and he's dictated exactly what she has to cook. I wouldn't do it. I'd say, listen, you did the inviting, which is grand. They're welcome, but you need to cook. I'll help you. But this is all you. How we went about this is rude and disrespectful and he's treating her as a slave with no choice in anything. And last one, which I kind of loved this morning, is Nick was on to us and says, you can just tell Show is fuming over this dilemma. In capital letters, fuming. Are you fuming?
Be a bit fuming, all right, hon. Yeah, yeah.